All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Enjoy the horse race.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Do hope you hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around. You subscribe, I'll send you three brand new interviews every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists. Discover the new ones at Spotify, Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to give the show a rating, leave a review. Those always help out so much. We've had some great guests on lately. Jeff Daniels was here, actor Jeff Daniels, talking to, who's also a musician, talking about some of his music and film roles. Mark Oliver Everett, you know him as E from the band Eels. We talk with Derek Trucks, country star Carly Pierce, director Richard Linklater, actress Adria Arjona, Sal Volcano from Impractical Jokers, Brandi Carlile, Ani DeFranco, Maya Hawke, Caleb Followell of Kings of Leon. Just an example of what you can get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith, today catching up with Mike Campbell. Mike Campbell, of course, legendary guitarist, songwriter from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. He's back with his third album with his band, The Dirty Knobs. It's called Vagabonds, Virgins, and Misfits. He's going to tell us why he wanted to have a bigger sound than just the boogie rock of the band's first two LPs, honoring his legacy with music and how he makes it sound so easy. Mike's also brought along some great guests on this new album, and he'll tell us about working with Chris Stapleton, Graham Nash, and Lucinda Williams. And speaking of Stapleton, Stapleton also covers the Heartbreakers song I Should Have Known It's on the new Petty Country, country tribute to Petty and the band. And Mike will talk about that. And Mike also offers a new version of the band's Ways to Be Wicked for that same compilation. So we'll hear about that process. And if that didn't already cover a lot of ground, Mike's going to recount reuniting the Heartbreakers to back up Bob Dylan at last year's Farm Aid and getting called out by George Harrison for his guitar part on the Wallflowers' Sixth Avenue Heartache. All that and more, we're talking Vagabonds, Virgins, and Misfits from the Dirty Knobs. It's Kyle Meredith with Mike Campbell. Vagabond, Virgins, and Misfits, it is so fun. Everything that you guys do, I've enjoyed so much. Right from the beginning, though, I really feel like we're set up for something different. I mean, it's a bigger thing. It's not just a rock and roll boogie, although there's plenty of rock and roll inside it. What was it you wanted to do this time around? Because it does seem like there's something bigger in mind.
Well, yeah, what's bigger in mind is to develop the songwriting on a wider scope, you know, have more interesting characters, maybe different types of background for the songs. The Dirty Knobs' first two albums pretty much are just boogie rock and roll, which we still are, and there's a lot of that on this record. But we're more than that, you know, and I think I've got more to offer than just the those type of songs. So I wanted to, it just kind of came like wanting to write better songs and see what kind of songs I could find that were maybe not necessarily in a boogie vein. And so I started getting really comfortable with the characters and the different layers of music that can support these type of songs. And so, you know, without losing the Dirty Knobs excitement in it, but mostly, you know, as a writer or artist, you want to just keep getting better and pushing yourself and finding new inspirations, you know? And so it was just an organic kind of flow. It wasn't a big decision made. It's just the songs came out that way, you know?
It's also noticeable. I mean, three albums in 4 or 5 years. I mean, this is what people do when they just start writing music. This is what you do, you know, as a 20-year-old or something like this. But it's like all these things that you're saying, I still feel like, you know, for some artists, it's a choice to make music when you've got, I mean, you're a legend. You are a part of one of the most, you know, you've written some of the greatest songs of all time. You could rest on it, right? You could. It's a choice to make new music.
Well, it is and it isn't. You don't really have a choice when you're when you have the bug. You know, once the songwriting bug and musical flow gets in you, you don't really have a choice. You have to follow it, you know. And it's a love, and it's an obsession almost with me, because I love to write and I love to play music in the studio and in front of people. So the choice was made many decades ago that this is what I was going to do. But I love what I do, and I love it just as much as I did when I started out.
When you talk about, you know, where the Dirty Knobs have come from, and I think you might have said maybe as the press release, but, you know, those first two albums of trying to find your way as a rock and roll band, even though you all had been around for longer than those, you know, if that first record, I guess I'm getting to back to, you know, what this album sounds like. What has that meant?
We're in it for the fun. What can I say? I feel grateful to have a band. You know, it's just like a second chapter of my life. And it's like starting over in a way, which is exciting. And writing and singing is a new experience for me. And I'm trying to get better all the time. And I see improvement. And I try to honor my legacy. You know, I have been very blessed to have a legacy with the Heartbreakers for several decades. And I'm very proud of that work. And I have this band now that allows me to do my own songs and also touch on some of the old material occasionally. In the concerts, we'll play some old songs now and then, just as a tribute to my old brother and that those years I did with the Heartbreakers, which I'm very proud of. But I don't want to just do that. You know, I want to honor it and move on and grow. You know, you have to grow and push yourself and inspire yourself. And the Dirty Knobs allows me to do that. You know, they're a great band, and they really support me. And we've got a telepathy now. We've been together long enough that we can kind of intuitively play together without much thought. And all three records were done pretty quick. You know, the tracks were not labored over. We learn the song, play it once or twice, and that's it. Move on. You know, and I like it spontaneous, and I like the solos to be live on the floor when at all possible, as much of the vocal live as you can keep. And I like to keep them on their toes. So we just really enjoy working together. And I have this new guitar player. Well, he's not new now. I've had him for a couple of years. Chris Holt, we call him Sidewinder. He's from Texas. And he's got a great harmony voice. He can sing lead. He can play guitar. He can play keyboards. I didn't know he could play piano and organ and all this other stuff when I got him in the band. But he's on the record quite a bit. And he could play solos, like some of the solos on the album. I didn't let him work it out. I just said, when we get there, you do something, you know. And he didn't let me down. He's really good. And he's brought the band up to a new level. So I'm just really inspired by playing with these guys. And I just want to keep doing it as long as I can.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Mike Campbell.
I was thinking back to, you know, we've talked on both your previous records with the Dirty Knobs, and I find it funny because here you are, you're talking like you play it loose, you keep it loose, you know, a few takes in the studio and there it is. Like, and hearing you talk about your songs in the past, you're always like, yeah, it's just something we did. Like, you know, that there's no, I'm not saying there's not deep thought and intelligent thought, you know, but it always, you make it feel so easy. Like songs like So Alive is such a great one on this record, and Shake These Blues. I mean, that outro jam and solo, you know, like, mm-hmm. like when you guys are together, sure, you're writing these songs. How laborious is it for you on the front end? Because once you get it to the guys, again, you make it sound like it just happens.
Well, you know, anything that looks easy usually isn't, you know. I asked J.J. Cale's wife, Christine, once about how his records always sound so comfortable and easy. She goes, he worked hard on those records, you know. And I don't work that hard. I don't have to work that hard getting the guys to play. But I spend a lot of time up front with the songs and refining the lyrics and working out the changes and the dynamics. And I try to have that, you know, pretty well in my head before we count to four and go, you know. So the work happens in the songwriting mostly, in the arranging. And then the performance is just them playing, you know.
We've invited some great guests along too. Of course, Graham Nash on the first single, Dare to Dream. I love talking with Graham Nash too, one of the greatest voices of all time. What is it? I mean, this, I feel like this is an obvious question. Why did you want to tap him?
Well, it is an obvious question. I'm a child of the 60s. I love the Hollies. I love all those bands from England back in the day. But the Hollies, I really liked a lot. Their vocal blend and their songs and arrangements. And I was fortunate enough to get Graham to do an interview with me once. And I got up the courage and said, would you be open to singing on a song with me? And he said, sure, I'll make your song better. And so I sent him this song, Dare to Dream, and I'm still kind of blown away that I have, you know, Graham Nash of the Hollies singing on my song. And he did such a great job. He made it sound, the choruses kind of sound like the Hollies. He layered those vocals the way he knows and put his spirit into it. And I'm just, I couldn't be more grateful to have something like that happen. To have a hero come and help you with your music is the ultimate, you know?
It's got to be one of those moments that, you know, what's the cliche? If you get to talk to your younger self, these are the moments, right? These are the moments you put out there.
He didn't just throw it off. He spent time on it and he really worked on it and made it sound really good. So I have to thank him in person next time I see him.
Of course, Lucinda's on here. Lucinda was telling me this story last time, because we talked probably last year when she put out her newest record, and she was telling me the story just about how, you know, how important the Heartbreakers was to her launching her career, really, you know, out there live and taking up for it. She is opening for you all and everything, and to have her come back around, I mean, that feels like a really good full circle moment. But she's incredible, which is not by far the first time you all have worked together, though, right?
Well, it's the first time we've recorded together. I always was trying to hook up with her. She would want me to come in and play on stuff here and there over the years, but schedules didn't work out. But this time she was in town, and I pleaded with her to sing on the song. She's very shy, but God, is she good. I mean, she's one of the best. She brings such a depth of soul to the song. And having a female voice in that particular song, it's like all these characters, this little mini movie of these two characters getting through this challenging situation. She really made the song twice as good just by having a female perspective. And plus just the way she sings, I mean, she might be my favorite singer. And there's just something really special about her. And she's so sweet too.
And I mean, and she'll tell you, of course, you know, everything basically comes from the school of Bob Dylan, which for her, which, you know, seems like, you know, a little bit about as well. I love how that works. And you know, the female perspective, I know you work a lot with Margot, or you worked some with Margot Price as well. Do you find that that makes a difference at all, you know, when you get to duet with women as opposed to like having Stapleton do his thing or something?
the duets, the ones I did with Margot on the last album and Lucinda on this album, and Graham and Chris Stapleton, the duets were always an afterthought. You know, I would finish the song and be listening, and then I might think, wow, you know, I wonder if a female voice would add to this song. And so it's usually that's how the process works, is I get the thought afterwards, and then I go and plead and beg.
I'm sure you have to ask real hard.
You did great. There was another song that was going to be on this album. It didn't make the cut, but it'll be on our next record that she sang on. It was really good. And Lucinda, of course, is a one of a kind. Chris Stapleton, a one of a kind, a friend of mine, and he came in and sang on a couple of things. And I don't know, I'm just kind of like, I'm just the most lucky guy in the world, really. I don't know, but these people up and help me out. You know?
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Mike Campbell. Now, Stapleton is sort of playing the double duty, because I know he's on the country covers, the album that's coming out with the Heartbreakers. He did I Should Have Known It, which, by the way, if someone said, what's the one Petty song that Chris Stapleton should cover? Like, that's the one. Like, that's the one I would have had in my head. And he does that so perfectly.
Yeah, he's got a very powerful voice and a very honest delivery. And he's a lot like me. You know, we're like, we feel like we've known each other our whole lives. And I've played that song with him several times on tour. I'll jump up and play it with him. And it's a real thrill to play with Chris. And he does nail that song.
So one of my favorite things of seeing you all, I guess it was Bonnaroo with the Heartbreakers. And every time Tom would hit the line, he opens out his arms with I Should Have Known It. And it's just an iconic little rock and roll moment that I love.
You know, I wrote the music and he came up with that great lyric and kind of spurned love dude thing.
yeah you're on the country tribute as well with Ways to Be Wicked, which I love the history of that song, because you know, here you are, you've got the writing credit on that one, but it goes to Lone Justice at first, ends up on the playback compilation. Was that what it came out on later? Like, you've got an interesting history with that song. Why is it stuck around with you? Like, what is it about that song that's like really you've held on to these years?
Well, it held on to me. I didn't go dragging it through the mud, you know. We cut that song with Jimmy Iovine and tried it on a couple of albums. We never really got a great track. There is a version of it. That's just a rough run through in the studio live. But I always liked the song. And then Margot decided to do it on her on that album that you talked about. And I sang and played on it with her. And I might do it with the Knobs, too. It's just a really good song, you know. It's Tom wrote a great lyric once again. I mean, it's just a great line. You know, you have so many ways to be wicked, you know, but you don't know one little thing. That's just Tom all the way, you know. And so the song has its own life. You know, it just keeps coming back.
I mean, that's one of those, you know, if any band has been around for long enough, you have the ones that probably should have been a more of a featured song in their moment, whether, you know, B-sides that become hits later on, or like, that feels like it's one of those. It's sort of like, you know, it lasted the test of time despite kind of being, you know, put in the background.
I think it's a testament to the songwriting, you know, Tom and I together or apart, you know, we were blessed to have this, these songs come to us, you know, and there's a lot of our album cuts that weren't hits that are really strong songs, you know, and I think they'll stand the test of time. And that just happens to be one of them. And I'm really proud of what Margot did with it. She sang the, you know, excuse my French, the you know what out of it. And Lone Justice did a great version back in the day. And so I'm really glad that little, my little child has gone to college, you know, he's graduated and come onto a record again. But I like that version of the song, and I like, I get to sing with a little harmony with her on the song, which is fun. And it's just a good song. What can I say? You know, it's exuberant. It's got like the drive and the smart ass lyric. It's really good.
Well, the last thing I'll bring up about you, because the Heartbreakers, of course, you all did. There was the thing with Dylan at Farm Aid. What was that like? Like, how did that come about?
You know, that's like my life, the story of my life. Things just come into my lap. And I don't know why I'm so blessed and lucky, like the Fleetwood Mac thing. I didn't, it just happened, you know. And I got a phone call one day out of nowhere. I wasn't thinking about it. And the same thing with Bob. A manager called me and said, Bob, manager called, and he wants to do Farm Aid, but he wants Mike to put the band together for him, and they're going to do. So he wants to do some old songs that he doesn't do anymore. And so I said, great, you know. So we threw it together really fast and had some ragged rehearsals and a ragged show, but it had a lot of frenetic energy, and it was a surprise. Nobody knew he was going to show up, and me and Ben got to revisit that arena with him, and it was a joy, you know. It's just one of those things that kind of just came and happened.
My wife was there. I was at home. She had the phone on the entire time, the video, and I'm watching it through the video the whole time. What a moment that was.
Well, the cool thing was that it was totally unannounced, you know, and he had to keep it a secret. And so they were expecting Willie Nelson to come up and close the show. And all of a sudden, these guys wander up. And I've talked to a few people in the audience, and they go like, we didn't know what it was. And then all of a sudden, oh, my God, it's him. And it's Mike and Ben. And, oh, my God, you know, it was one of those kind of excitement things.
Bob, to Jacob, Jacob's going to be out doing the Bring It Down the Horse tour this year, playing that album for the first time ever. That's you on Sixth Avenue Heartache, right? You did the guitar on that?
Yeah, that's my guitar, yeah.
I'd love to see you out there doing that if that moment ever happens.
You know, a funny thing about that guitar line, Jacob sent me the tape, and I just put my bit on it real quick, you know, with a slide and all. Didn't think much about it. And it came out, and it was really good. You know, the guitar hook kind of makes the song in a lot of ways. Anyway, later on, I bumped into George Harrison, and he goes, hey, I heard that Jacob Dylan song. I go, yeah. And he goes, so you're doing me now? Which is a great compliment. You know, he thought it sounded like me channeling him, which it might have been.
How can you not? I mean, stuff's so ingrained in everybody, you know, it's, you can't escape it. None of us can escape it. I love that stuff. I love this new record, Vagabonds, Virgins, and Misfits. It's so great to always have music from you and the Dirty Knobs. And seriously, Mike, I'm always so grateful that you take the time to talk about it.
Thanks, Kyle. I appreciate your time. And we are really proud of this record. I think it's better than the other ones in a lot of ways, not to disparage the first two records, but it's the songs are deeper and there's variety on it. And we're just really proud of it. A good group of songs.
My thanks to Mike, the new album for the Dirty Knobs, Vagabonds, Virgins, and Misfits. And thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, please do hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews. Three brand new interviews sent your way every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And of course, please do give the series a rating. Leave a review if you feel so inspired as well. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday. It starts at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of the classics from 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows features some classics and favorites from Vashti Bunyan, The Smiths, The Velvet Underground, Charlie Crockett, David Bowie, Bow Wow Wow, Counting Crows, Indigo Girls, Sunny War, Angel Fish, New Pornographers, Cults, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, The Rolling Stones, A Tribe Called Quest, Pete Yorn, Fontaine's DC, The Staves, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, and my interview with Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie. Again, that's just what you can hear every weeknight when you tune in at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence says your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
See you, and thanks again.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.